I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Thursday, October 13th. Finding your way with a road map can be challenging. Using a topographic map with a compass requires more skills, but navigating by the stars demands more specific knowledge and skills than most of us possess. Yesterday, though, we established the idea that the North Star was part of this celestial navigation because its angle above the northern horizon is your angle or latitude on the globe. According to writings from 1,000 years ago, Norse seafarers used the North Star, which they described as the jeweled crown of Veraldr Nagli, or the world spike. They appeared to have the concept that the Earth was spinning on an axis of sorts, topped by the North Star. In the Mediterranean, sailors also used the North Star, measuring its angle above the horizon to sail a specific east-west route that took them to cities at a measured latitude. Columbus also used the North Star for navigation. Using a quadrant, an instrument to measure the angle of an object above a level horizon, he attempted to measure Polaris and determine his latitude. He twice measured it at 42 degrees, which would be near Boston. It appears he was measuring the wrong star. On Friday, the development of modern celestial navigation on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.